Welcome to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Don. I'm Mighty Explosive One. Let's crack into another one.
TNT.
Yep.
This will be a couple days old, you know, but today is Friday, and this is coming out on Monday, so like very close. A man set himself on fire near the Trump trial courthouse today in New York City.
Bro, again?
No, the other guy was a Navy guy, anti-war guy.
Either way, man, it's still like a trend of Americans setting themselves on fire.
Yeah, that's not a trend that I'm about, by the way.
It's not something that you usually see from Americans.
Yeah, we're like eating McDonald's. We ain't gonna set ourselves on fire for something.
What was the reason that he decided to do it?
This guy, it happened today, and like I didn't have a chance to read the, you know, truth not facts here, Crazy Town Podcast. So he wrote. Are you familiar with Substack at all?
No,
an online platform where you can like put information.
Okay.
So he had a Substack.
It's like a forum.
It's like kind of like a Telegram or something like that. Like, you know, the app Telegram. Heard about that?
Yeah, there's a lot of like illegal erotica being produced over there.
It's a new thing. I've heard people talk about like posting like information. I don't know exactly how it works or forum. I don't know. I haven't dabbled with it.
A lot of scammers on Telegram.
Yeah, I mean, this is more, Substack is more informational based, I guess. I don't know.
Fair enough. Either way.
And like, so his name was, I don't know, Alex, I think. Alex something. And he wrote like a kind of like a manifesto-ish thing. Not super long, but talking about how like the government is like, everything's being propped up on the financial markets and like things are going to happen. And like, you know, here's a warning. We need to start a revolution, you know, yada, yada. Mm. And his way of doing that was setting himself on fire in front of close. It just says near. I don't know how near it was. I think he survived, but he might, you know, he might die later. Cause you know, if you have that many burns, like, it can take a couple days and then you die. You know,
so when we say we need to start a revolution and we, you know, the government is money and whatever was in the manifesto, was this guy doing it because of Trump or was he doing it against Trump?
I don't know where the symbolism of Trump. I mean, obviously
he chose a location for a reason because there was a prominent political figure that was supposed to be there. So I assume that he did it with that particular venue in mind. So
yeah, it would have been better if I read more about it. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not denying that. All I know is a man set himself on fire.
Fair, man. Fair.
And
that's crazy.
I read some about it. I didn't have much time to prepare.
No, it's fair.
It's a fresh story.
You're not even wrong. That's crazy.
And you know, he said, like, you know, the pain, you know, he said, I'm sorry for causing my relatives and everything pain, but the pain of this is going to be nothing compared to what the pain the government brings down on you or whatever. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, okay, we talked about this with like the Navy guy who set himself on fire, you know, a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I wish I was that passionate about anything.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No.
I don't. I don't want to burn myself alive.
It's the whole fact that I see this as a trend now it's really disheartening. It leads to the fact is like that people.
Is it natural selection?
I'm not going that path with it, Jonas.
Okay,
I'm
just curious.
Yeah, it's cool. It makes me think that people are truly unhappy with the way that this country is being run to an extent that maybe I'm just not familiar with. Maybe I feel like me and you both are to a certain extent detached from the issues enough because you don't really participate in it. You don't watch any political news.
No, I mean, I try to keep abreast of like what's happening in the world, like a general surface level version.
Yeah. Well, you iceberg effect. So you watching icebergs on the surface, but
yeah,
there's a lot going on underneath.
Okay, here's my mindset about it.
Yeah.
if there's a lot of bad things going on in the world, am I happy about them? No. There's wars, there's injustice, there's inequities, there's racism. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff going on in the world. And like, as a regular person who has to work a normal job, surprise, surprise, this isn't my main source of income, you have to make a decision. You can either understand those things are going on and like accept that that's the reality, or you can try to change it and do something about it. Sitting and like fuming over it all the time and letting it live, all of it live rent-free in your head is the most unhealthy way to just drive yourself insane. Because like, I could sit here and be like, God, I'm really pissed off that there's a war going on and like, I wish that wasn't happening, and just think about it and get all riled up about it. Or I can be like, there's a war going on, it sucks, I personally can't do anything about it, but I know that it sucks, and like, I feel the pain for those people, but like, what else can I do?
So, blissful ignorance?
I mean,
do you subscribe to blissful ignorance?
No, because like, I'm aware it's going on. Like,
you're
try
aware
to keep
it's going on, but you don't know enough to make
what am I, some random dude in Austin who works a full-time job, gonna do about a war in the Middle East? What am I gonna do about it?
That's the same thing that this guy felt before he decided to do what he did.
That he decided to take action. Good for him. I'm not taking action like that.
I will say is that I have subscribed to blissful ignorance, and I feel like the majority of the American public have. I don't choose to educate myself enough on the subject because I do feel we feel powerless. Is essentially
right.
What it is.
Yeah.
I feel powerless to being able to do anything. Now, there's the people who, like, when Joe Biden makes a speech, they'll stand up. Like, every speech that he's had over the past couple of months have been interrupted by protesters who are like
or Congress people.
I wouldn't say pro-Palestine, but they're definitely pro-stopping the altercation that's happening over
right,
there.
Right.
And I'll admit that I don't know enough about it to lean on either side. Like, I tend to lean towards the side of the people who are being bombed every day and who can't, you know, who are showing like no signs of fighting back, really. I tend to lean towards that and being like, all right, they're not really even fighting back. You might want to like stop, but I don't know enough. I don't. So I don't even think that you're wrong in subscribing to blissful ignorance, because I feel like I have as well, but it does, like, hearing it come out of your mouth made me feel defeatist as hell. It sounded like it was like, yeah, there's nothing I can do about it. So I guess I'll just live my normal life here and, you know, eat freaking sushi and caviar.
I don't eat caviar. But it's like, but here's the thing. I know people who are in the same position as me, and they just like stew about it all day and just want to talk about it, but they still don't do anything. It riles them up. They want to like just talk about it. Like,
speaking about things is essentially trying to educate other people to be a part of the resistance. If things ever did go one way or the other and you needed people to be on your side, I feel like advertisement is effective. Advertisement is effective. Now, I don't want to hear that shit either any more than you do.
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk about politics, man. Like, No, I'm good. Like, I want to know what's happening.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
I want to know.
No, you don't.
All right, I guess I don't want to know.
If you wanted to know, it ain't hiding from you. The information ain't hiding.
I'm reading about it. I read enough, but you ain't got
the information for this video.
When was I supposed to find out
then
about the
tell me
boy?
About the altercation. Educate me then, because I'll about admit what? That I've not looked for any information because I've had no interest.
What altercation?
In it. The altercation in Israel. Tell me about
what's
going on,
and that's what I know.
You said that you want to know the information, yet you know none of the information.
The iceberg, bro. I want to know the tip. I want to know enough so if somebody
says...
All
right, Jonas, I want to be a doctor.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
No.
Okay, why? Because I've made none of the steps to become a doctor. I mean, I've not taken one college course. Well, I probably have. I took some prerequisites, most likely. But I've done none of the work to become a doctor. Never one day in my life have I been like, you know what, Jones?
How was that a comparison to what I was talking about, though?
Because you said you wanted to know information about what's going on over there.
Yeah.
You want to know, but yet you also said in the same conversation that you don't like it when coworkers talk about it, and yet you have no information when I'm asking you right now, what's going on? I don't know. The listeners at home might not know.
Yeah, but I know how doctors work. Like, I don't need to, I don't need to know.
Yeah,
like,
I know how the war works. Two sides is fighting.
Exactly. That's all I need to know.
But you don't want to know any more about the war any more than I want to be a doctor. Okay, yeah, then. But, the defense rests.
You use completely unaligned topics to all fight I'm a point is, that doesn't even make sense.
All I'm saying is that you said you want to know about the altercation. You want to know about what's going on over there.
So I just want to know.
So you
general.
Can pick the right side.
I never said that.
Don't now you want to know? Don't you want to be on the right side of history?
I don't need to pick a side. I think war's stupid regardless.
Yeah, but in the case of the Russian-Ukraine war, you picked a side.
Did I?
100%. Are you telling me you was putting Z's on your car, motherfucker? I don't think so.
Later this week, watch some Zelda videos. You're going to hear my new name.
If you start putting Z's on your car, we're going to have a long conversation. So the defense rests there. And you took it. So you have to take a side in these things because you know that one side is essentially in the wrong in most wars. And I feel like America was in the wrong in a few of the wars that it's taken against other peoples. So you don't never want to be rooting for the guy or even like turned a blind eye to the atrocities of one side. You want to be on the right side of history. And I feel like that's where the dichotomy that people are having right now. They don't know where the right side of history
devil's
is.
Devil's advocating you. People who were rooting for Nazi Germany thought they were on the right side.
100%. And then when it comes down to it, they find out they're on the wrong side of history. So that's why you have to educate yourself so that you're not on the wrong side of history. Those people were not educated because they were under the administration that was leading them in the wrong direction. We may be under that same administration right now.
So, damn, education
is the key to knowing. And I will admit to my own ignorance, but I need you to admit to yours.
I have it.
Okay.
I never said I was smart. I said I know enough.
When it comes down to it, we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
No, man, we just two guys.
But I think it's a tragedy that guy decided to do this.
Yeah, don't set yourself on fire, man.
That's why I say is that I just don't know enough about it to make a real comment on it. I don't know the fact that it's happening makes me think is that there is more to the story. There's got to be more.
He believed that he needed to do it to show, make a point, to bring awareness to what he felt was going on.
Yeah. You know what the hardest thing about it, Jonas? The hardest thing is that I know that if I was like, all right, fine, I'm going to educate myself on the war in Israel. All right. I did it with that voice.
You're going to go fight over there then?
I'm going to look up one video and my algorithm is going to be absolutely just fudged for like a month and a half.
Do it on private mode.
But it's difficult.
You got to open up your spam YouTube account where you watch stuff you don't normally watch.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to load up the channel YouTube.
Just be like Putin videos popping up. Anyways, that's all time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe for Jonas.
This guy have a midriff shirt on TNT.
I know. I was like, what the hell's happening? We got